the home of the Suns. 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Phoenix Suns head coach Igor Kokoschkov joins Doug and Wolf to talk Suns basketball. Presented by National Bank of Arizona, the only bank you need. And brought to you by Coors Light. Now,
the head coach of the Phoenix Suns right now is on the Coulter Automotive Group's sports line. Igor Kokoschkov has just called in. And just to set the tone so everybody knows, Max Starks started varsity as a freshman in basketball. So he's not just Mr. Football filling in for Wolf. I only started one game varsity. That was senior day. When they felt obligated to do it. Truth be told, as Igor has called it. Igor, good morning. What'd you do during the break? Was it all work all the time, or did you get away for a little bit?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on your show.
You're welcome.
Well, it was a little bit escape, a little bit spending time with the family, spending time with the kids. It's a precious time.
Good. Now, refreshed, ready to go. What do you want to see game one and then game 30 on the remaining part of the schedule from the Suns?
Well, hopefully we use this time to regroup ourselves emotionally, you know, physically and mentally, just to kind of recharge our batteries and focus on the next game. So obviously, we have a lot of work to do, and we all understand, everybody in the organization understand that we have to put ourselves together and give not the best of us, but much better than what we did in the first part of the season.
Do you feel like, and I understand it could be argued that it's human nature, but do you feel like with this streak now being as long as it is, that the guys are starting to get used to losing? When you lose 15 in a row, do you still feel like the guys come in every day ready to win, or do you feel like they're starting to get to the point where they're just trying not to lose?
Well, the answer is simple. You know, you don't play the game to lose. You don't show up. That's not who we are. I know our guys. We don't play well enough to win these games. That's a fact. That's not opinion. But you know, nobody's just quitting, and that's not a. We don't use them in our vocabulary. So we understand we have a young team. Like I said, we have a lot of work to do. And again, you know, we shouldn't think about calculations, and obviously every you know, losing game hurts, but you know, focus should be on the next one and understanding that, again, we have a lot of work to do. Mm-hmm.
And also, Coach, just looking at the progression of DeAndre Ayton, obviously through, you know, up to the All-Star break, and what's your expectation on DeAndre for the rest of the season? Like, has he progressed on time in your mind on schedule, or is there still some areas you still want to see him get further along in this second half versus the first half?
Well, when it comes to the Ayton, you know, I don't think we change anything. It's very individual, you know, progression and just improvement and everything else coming. It's very individual, and especially with the big guys, it's for some reason coming, you know, that it's a little bit slower. But we all have to help him, and it's starting with him. I think he's we put so much on his shoulders. You know, we put so much in expectations, he should be just focused on his game and focus on himself to get better, to work on his game every day, and a good thing is going to happen. So, you know, again, it's hard to say at this moment, you know, that is he's progressing, you know, that and he's achieving expectations. I think he's showing huge improvement. Again, expectations are high. This team needs a lot for him, for us to be successful and to win the games. I don't know how much is, you know, how realistic is at this moment, but he should just focus on his game on every day to get better. And then as he gets better, the whole team is going to get better.
Igor, when he is playing well, is it a case where he's not working hard enough to get the ball more often? I mean, there are games where he's shooting well, and it seems like he's actually playing like a force. And you're wondering, as I'm wondering, sitting on the couch, I admit, wondering, well, get him the ball. In those times, is he not working hard enough to get the ball, or is it more of a case where guys aren't looking for him enough? I'm not talking about when he's stinking up the joint and not playing well. I can understand why he doesn't get it. But when you see him play well, does he need to get the ball more?
Yeah, with all respect to you, I would reverse that question and start with the defense. You know, defensive end is something that, as a young player, as an anchor of this team, You know, we mentioned that in our previous, you know, conversations and at the beginning of the season. I want him to be in pretty soon in conversation for a defensive player of the year. That should be his goal. And, you know, being a rim protector, being somebody who really, really established our culture starting on the defensive end. And offensively, I mean, he's very quick, very mobile, you know, all about big with a soft touch. So, you know, he's a versatile big guy. It's not just post touches. You know, that's one way how you can score, but we run our offense through him. You know, he is a designated ball screener. When he rolls to the basket, that's a threat for him, obviously, and for everybody on the court. So, again, you know, he definitely, I want him to be more aggressive, to demand the ball. We have to find a way to feed him. And when he is open, when he shows that big target, we have to hit him. I mean, that's you know, thing that we have to get better as a team, and you know, I want him to improve in every part of the game. And again, starting with a defensive end, because once he establishes himself as a defensive dominate and elite defender, will be a much different team.
How raw was he defensively? And I mean more on a defensive IQ standpoint, a mental standpoint. How far has he come? How far does he have to go? Because I don't know. You know, he plays differently than he did at U of A because they had Ristich there. What are you saying mentally from DeAndre Ayton from the beginning of the year until now?
I mean, it's a lot of challenging. Obviously, you know, every night he's been challenged by the best five men on an opponent team. The system was a little bit different at University of Arizona than here, but you know, he's a young player learning about everything. So it requires time. It's a process. We understand we have to be patient, but he's a different player from just, you know, what he was at the beginning of the season. With understanding how the game has been playing, how the NBA game has been playing, understanding you know, the different rotations, different personnel that he is and people that he's guarding. So I think he's definitely getting better. His IQ is very high. And obviously, you know, as a young player who's been challenging every night, he hit the wall a couple of times, but that's expected from a young player.
Igor, coming up, your first game after the break is against Cleveland. This is one of the few times all year where both teams are looking at the other team thinking, we can beat those guys. I mean, is there a weird inverted pressure? Do you expect to see some of the best the Suns have to offer against Cleveland?
Well, I feel pressure every game. There is no, you know, playing Cleveland is not our approach is not going to be any different than playing Golden State. I'm not saying we're in the favors when we play Golden State, but, you know, we our approach, our focus, our dedication to try to win a game has got to be same. So I wouldn't overthink when it comes to the Cleveland. Obviously, they're not winning games right now, as we're not too. So you know, we'll see what we have. This is going to be first practice tonight, first practice after 7 days break, and tomorrow we have another practice. Hopefully, guys are healthy and re-energized and ready to play next game.
Thanks for coming on, Igor. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Yep.